Hey, good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Daily on this beautiful, beautiful Wednesday, March the 4th, 2020. And this is your host and your nigga, right? This is me, Stacy. I hope we're having a wonderful week. I had too much work yesterday, right? So I did my personal daily, which I hope you did. But I couldn't get on here yesterday. I had so much going on, and I'm so into politics that threw me off. So I was just, but welcome today. We're on to part four of Talk Yourself Into It, Dr. Robert A. Russell's beautiful series on how we just get our minds right so we can get our life right. It's pretty much everything that he talks about and over these next, however, as long as we're alive here, I'm going to present this stuff to you every day because, again, I don't care if anybody listens, right? People are, and I thank you very much all over the world, as a matter of fact. And I don't want to switch off because I might throw myself out of the studio, but all over the world, every continent, pretty much every place, even though in Ukraine. So, you know, it's all about your energy, right? Everything is your energy. Everything is your energy. And it's all about the level of energy, the level and type, right? It's not just about the level. It's the type and the level, okay? So what type of energy are you putting out there? Everything we do is about putting out positive energy. You ain't got that, bro. I can't mess with you because I've had enough. Everybody's had enough because we never really was taught. We weren't taught how to, even in church, right? We weren't taught how to think, to be successful, to be powerful, like the Christ. So we got to get old and we got to find stuff like this, which is what we are supposed to do, people. And I had to step back because I look at my natal chart. I know a lot about myself. And I was born for a particular reason to do a particular thing. And we all were, man. And it takes us a minute to get to the point to where we understand that. And it may take years, right? It will take years. That's our purpose. That's God's plan. It takes years. We were brought here. We all choose to be brought here, if you can believe that. You all chosen to be brought here at the particular time that you come, if you can believe that. Because I've always been so into stuff and everything I want to fix, I don't know, my whole life. I can believe that. They're like, look, you over there. You up here causing trouble. We got a lot of trouble down there. That, you think you can go down there? Because you like in trouble. You like mixing it up. You like seeing how you can fix shit. Well, I'm like, oh, I must have said okay, right? And we choose our parents, so. It all makes sense at 55 years old. It didn't make sense at 25, at 35, at 45. It started making sense because that's when I got fired. I'm like, I think I asked for this. Don't ask for freedom and then get fired. You asked for freedom. You just didn't tell God how you wanted it. That's what we do. We ask for stuff, but we don't tell God how we want it. Okay, and this is the daily. This isn't really about combo between me and my beautiful people that listen. It's more about just presenting this information to you. Somebody just called, but then they hung up. You got to be patient. We're talking about the Christ. Now, today, part four, and this is so important, oh my God, it gives me goosebumps because, I've been quiet about my prayer because when you start to think other than the generic world, like everybody else, people think you're kind of cuckoo. So you kind of keep everything to yourself until you can show stuff, right? And I showed stuff to myself. And I show stuff to people. And over time, you show stuff. When you get involved in this stuff and you learn about your true relationship with God and what it means to be spiritual, not just religious, you're shown stuff. You learn stuff. If you seek, you will find, okay? Like when I was married, if you go look at my phone, you go find something. Seeking and you found. And it wasn't even nothing bad, but you know. It's all about perception. Oh, I love God. I love people. I love love. See, that's been my biggest problem my whole life. When I think about myself, as even as a kid, my siblings used to make fun of me. I remember waking up out of a dead sleep, singing like, God bless the beast and the children. And everybody started laughing at me. And I was a kid. That's me. That's been me my whole freaking life. Try not to, you know, I'm tough too. I'll get hurt, but I'm the softest. And if I love you, and if you're one of those kind of manipulative kind of people, and I love you, you're going to take advantage of me. You're going to manipulate my love 100%. Oh, and don't have blood flowing through you like I do. Oh, you're really going to tear into me because I have loyalty to love. So what I want people to do is to understand how to pray. And this part four is about understanding how to pray. And prayer isn't about begging. Come on, let's hear it. And the people say, yeah, yeah. Prayer is not about begging. Prayer is about asking. And it's not about, oh, well, maybe God will give. That's not prayer. You know what prayer is? Prayer is about getting in a quiet place and realizing your oneness and getting your oneness with God. That's what meditation, right? They say meditate. I call it meditation. People call it prayer. But the action of what you're doing is your intention is to feel the presence of God. That's the first thing. The Spirit of the Lord has come upon you. That's all you got to say. Close your eyes. Get quiet. The Spirit of the Lord has come upon you. And then I go on, because he has anointed me to preach good news to the captives, to restore sight to the blind, and to set the captives free. But just say that first part. You ain't got to do all that extra stuff. The Spirit of the Lord has come upon me. I feel it right now through my feet, all the way up to my heart. Hold your heart. When you say like that in sincere gratitude and love, God says, yeah, here I come. And then you feel it. And that's when you start to ask God and thank him. And your asking is thanking. It's not even asking. It's feeling and it's thanking. And it's waiting. Let's listen to the old dude, not the young chick. I love you. And here is Dr. Russell. I think I went on to five. Let's go back. Where am I? Is that for you? Yeah, let's go back one. Here we go.
Hey, I think. Hold on.
Where are we? Five. Go back one, bro. Here we go.
Chapter four, the key. Since the key to all successful demonstration lies in our conscious unity with God,
the
first function of true prayer is to lift our consciousness above the relative or physical plane. This uplifting is the most important thing in prayer. It is the affirmative factor in every demonstration. The next most important thing is to realize God's presence within ourselves by knowing and seeing nothing but the presence and power of God in every person, place, and thing, and by knowing ourselves as one with him. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, said Jesus, and all these things shall be added unto you. In other words, seek wholeness, be aware of it, become one with it. Let it be in you by your realization of your oneness with him. Would you be healed of your infirmities? Would you solve your problems and surmount your difficulties? Then realize your oneness with God. Realize that the things you are looking for is the thing you are looking with. There are no problems in God. There will be none in him when you are one with him. Now let us look at the steps in the process of prayer. 1. Compose your mind. Become absolutely still. This stillness can be achieved by relaxation and detachment. Deliberately break your connection with your problems and the outer world. Resolve to be quiet in body and soul and persist until you are. Think of silence and nothing else. 2. Raise your consciousness above the relative plane and center it in God. Realize your oneness with him until you lose all sense of separation. 3. Visualize your objective. Make a clear visual image in your mind of the thing or condition you want. See it as clearly as if it were already in manifestation and claim it as your own. then impress upon your subconscious mind that this is what you want. 4, loose it and let it go. Release it, give it up. Put it out of your consciousness and forget it. Stop thinking about it. Get it out of your personal mind and let God come in. 5, expect God through your subconscious mind to give you what you have asked. If you have realized the presence of God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, the thing that you are seeking has been realized. All you have to do now is to thank God for the fulfillment of your desire and await its materialization. The prerequisite to spiritual demonstration. The prerequisite to spiritual demonstration is a working knowledge of divine law. All success in spiritual work is based upon the understanding of the mind, what it is, how it works, and what it does, and of the relation of the individual to the parent, God mind. Consequently, the first step in this great and important work is to acquaint ourselves with the principle or law by which God works. The real secret in spiritual healing is man's realization that there is only one intelligence back of all and interpenetrating all forms, and his ability consciously to unify himself with this intelligence and employ it for constructive ends. People no longer jest at spiritual healing because of many living witnesses to its validity. The many men and women now walking our streets in perfect health who at one time were given up to die. He that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. When we unify our intelligence with the universal intelligence, there is no problem that cannot be solved and no disease that cannot be healed. The law that the metaphysician sets in motion is divine and not human. The power that he employs is spiritual and not material. The mind that he utilizes is subjective and not objective. His formula is, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. There is just one mind in which all human problems, disease, thoughts, and things are held in solution, the mind of God. There is just one substance out of which all things are made, the substance of God. There is just one intelligence by which man lives, thinks, and acts, the intelligence of God. There is just one law that includes all lesser laws, the law of God. The difference is never in degree, only in kind. When we remember these facts as we do our work, we shall get greater results from our prayers. We pray solely for the purpose of realizing our oneness with God. When we have that mind or consciousness, which was also in Christ Jesus, we can do all things. We shall have no problem or difficulties because problems and difficulties are all occasioned by our lack of unity or our sense of separation from God. We can talk ourselves into a full realization of our unity with God. The use of words is a means of crystallizing thought. If the purpose of prayer is to bring about the realization of our oneness with Him, Paul's command to pray without ceasing, the walking prayer, becomes important to everyone who is consciously seeking to demonstrate the law. Affirmations. Reckon yourself to be dead unto sin, but alive unto God. Affirmations that are integrated with spirit are titanic and irresistible, for they are spirited attacks on the waiting substance. They are the means by which we put ourselves in harmony with spiritual law. Affirmations do not change the divine attitude toward us, but they do change our attitudes toward God. To attract the best from the universe, we must live the affirmative life. When we make our claim, nothing doubting, God will supply the blessing. St. Paul was right when he said, reckon yourselves to be dead unto sin, but alive unto God. Towards sin, sickness, trouble, and circumstance, count yourself insensible and unresponsive. But toward God, reckon yourselves alive in every fiber of your being, sensitive and responsive to every stimulus from Him. With every avenue of communication open, with every faculty alert to His will, thinking God's thoughts after Him, loving what He loves, hating what He hates, affirmations to be productive must be lodged in the subconscious mind without any contradiction or interference from the conscious mind. They must be drilled down below the level of consciousness by contemplation and realization until new brain paths have been established and the substance of the word have been embodied by the brain tissue. This sort of memorizing process, letting the truth form in us a consciousness of itself, is the only way in which satisfactory and permanent results can be secured. In a previous lesson, we said that one gets out of his treatment exactly what he puts into it. If that is so, how are we going to take out of our affirmation meaning that we do not first think into them? Well, we're not. The thinking process, investing affirmations, which meaning must come first. It is the only way that we can avoid introducing contrary thoughts, inhibitions, and conflicts into the subconscious mind. To get perfect and lasting results, we must have a perfect and finished mold. The understanding of the affirmation must be just as perfect and complete as the mold into which the founder pours the molten metal. There is a power in affirmations that are rightly formed, the power of God unto salvation, the power of spirit unto healing. Applying the principle. When man applies the principle to a condition or problem, he is simply bearing witness to the truth. He is conditioning his mind, so to speak, to bring the entire power of God to bear upon his mind. This result is not achieved by man as man, subject to human law and limitation, but by God in man, who is above the law and not subject to it. It is man plus God. It is man in another dimension. It is Jesus as God. It is man centered in God, dominated by God, and controlled by God. If you were to read the first two verses of the Bible in Latin, you would start off by saying, in principio, that is, in principle, or in the beginning. And then you would continue, Spirit created the heaven and earth. What do we mean by principle? We mean the place or zone in the universe in which God is always present, and which his ideas are in continuous operation. Here we have the clue to our first step in applying the principle. What is it? To form as clear a concept of God as possible. It makes no difference how you arrive at this concept. The important thing is to get the highest possible realization of God. The second step is to realize your absolute dominion over all things. If all things exist in God as ideas and are created out of him, and if all problems are held in solution and principle, and God has given man dominion over them through the exercise of his thought, then all things, conditions, circumstance, problems, environments, relationships, are subject to God's power through man. Man can create as God creates. He can overcome as Jesus overcame. He can break up wrong conditions in his body and affairs and establish those he desires. The things I do, Jesus said, you can do and greater things also. The same life and power that animates and directs me animates and directs you. The third step in applying the principle is to break down the partition between heaven and earth and to unify them. Jesus prayed, "Thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven." Heaven means the inner or spiritual side of life, while earth means the outer or physical or material side. In human consciousness, man sees these two states of mind as widely separated. Heaven is in one place and earth in another. In Christ consciousness or principle, they are one. Matter, so-called, is simply mind or spirit in precipitation or extension. It becomes clear, therefore, that we are not acting in, through, or upon matter in applied principle. We are not acting upon diseased bodies, personalities, limitations, but upon the belief, ideas, images, and thoughts that contract or expand it. Matter, as the scientist tells us, is just so many waves of force in greater or lesser density, having no volition or intelligence of its own. It is dependent upon mind for stimulation and form. This is what Spinoza meant when he said, substance is plastic and spirit is compelling. Matter is plastic substance, so to speak. It responds to impulse to exactly the same manner that muscles respond to the nerves governing them. The fourth step, as R.W. Collier says in his pamphlet, Prayer Works, is to realize that there is no life, power, or intelligence in any circumstance or condition. All is mind, its images and beliefs. Mind forms the mold. Faith fills them. Mind is the creator. Faith is the builder. Therefore, the only things that matter are your mental images and your belief in them. Steps in applying the principle. With the preceding study in mind, you are now ready to apply the principle to a specific need. What is the first thing to do? The first thing is to change your thought out of the condition you do not want. How will you do that? How will you take the life of your belief out of the image of a wrong condition? By denying it, by disclaiming it through non-recognition, by realizing that there is no substance in matter, and then letting go of it. But suppose that it returns after you have let it go. Simply face it each time it reappears, and with a clear conviction of God's presence say, I know nothing but the presence and power of God in this condition. I thank thee, Father, that thou art at work in it now. The second thing to do is to change your thought into the condition you want. Get a vivid, detailed mental picture of it. Expect it. Claim the new state. Accept it. Know that you have it. Act as though it were yours. Use your imaginative faculty to see your desires clearly and specifically. Know that God has no other choice but to give you what you ask if you make your claim in faith and persistency and through his name. Why through his name? Because it is in and through the name of Jesus Christ that God bestows his gifts. Just as you lay claim to material possessions, cars, lands, and houses through your name, you must lay claim to spiritual possessions through his name. The word name means nature. By embodying the name of Jesus Christ in your request, you are filled with all the fullness of God. The next thing to do is to loose your desire of want and let it go. You have already made your claim by naming it, visualizing it, and accepting it. You are now going to put it out of your consciousness so that it can take root and grow. How will you do that? By refusing to think about your need, by making your want or desire secondary, and by concentrating your whole mind on the realization of God's presence and power within you. The primary thing in all prayer and practice, without which there can be no answer, is this realization of God's presence within you. It is God in you who answers your prayer and not you as you. Instead of thinking of your need, you will now think of God. You will feel after him until he permeates your whole being. You will dwell in your treatment period until these familiar statements in the Bible that speak of his imminence, reality, and responsiveness. For example, I and the Father are one. Of my own self, I could do nothing. The Father within, he doeth the work. God is a very present help in trouble. He will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. All things are made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. End the 23rd Psalm.
Awesome. 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 All right. So part four, how to pray, man. So you are from this point on required to pray in this way. Because you do it this way, you'll see the results. Do it at the smallest level, but do it all the time. And the thing about it is you got to maintain the presence of God in everything you do. So if you're not used to it, I mean, I'm kind of used to it. I'm surprised how good I am at it. Well, you know, anything you do a lot, and we on 15 years of Stacy doing it. So anytime you do it a lot, you're going to feel, I could feel God's presence in like a millisecond. That's even smaller. Or a big second. My little air freshener just sprayed. I like good smells. I ascend on Taurus and Venus rules Taurus. Venus loves to be pleasured and beautied and loves the things that make the senses feel good. Loves to be comfortable, loves to eat, loves to make people happy. But prayer, we do it every day, right? We try to. Three-step process, right? Especially when you're dealing with the things that you want to go away. So where they say you can't create out of substance. You can only create out of spirit. So you can't look at the things already created. Even people, right? You know, at 55 years old, it came to the realization that every time I ask somebody for something, it's always no. I could help that person like a zillion times. And the one time out of the zillion, they don't have it. They can't do it. Da, da, da. But then after they can't do it, they come back to me and ask for something. And I do it. So it dawned on them. I'm like, every time I ask anybody, and the one person, two people out of 55 years, I ask for something and they get it. Those are like the stars of my life. Like, you don't know how much you mean to me. Because God made me realize you don't need nobody, Stacy. You don't need nobody. All you need is you and me for everything. And I say that to you. You don't need nobody. All you need is you and God to make things better. You don't need to ask nobody for nothing. Nothing. What you got to do is get into God and ask God and maintain and thank. And asking is being grateful, thanking. You can't create substance out of substance. You can't create something new out of something already created. You got to go to spirit and feel it from the inside. And they say visualize, da da da. Go watch The Secret again. You watch The Secret, it'll bring all of this back to your memory, because I think everybody saw that. The Secret started me on this journey. But if you're so foreign to it, and it takes a minute, but not really anymore, because there's so much out there to show you how to do it. And really, it is who you are. We have to unshow ourselves the things that the world put on us unnecessarily, especially if you're a black person. Ooh, you got a lot of undoing to do. This way, getting quiet, first denying all the negative, but you got to replace it with what you do want. I deny this lack in the whatever, health, wealth, whatever. I deny, because the kingdom of God is within me. Heaven is within me. Everything's in heaven, and heaven is within you. So you just got to learn how to connect with God and bring it out of you. Bring it out of you. You ain't got to bring it out of somebody. Don't ask nobody for nothing else as long as you live. Let this be proven in your life. That's why I don't even ask people no more. I don't even ask. God will figure it. God will give it to me. One way or another, God will give it to me. And God never disappoints. People disappoint every day. That's what they do. That's their job. People's job. I realized, oh, my God. And it took the three loves of my life, oh, my God, my three children, to help me understand. People disappoint. Even the ones you think would never disappoint, that shouldn't disappoint. That's when you get kicked in the balls and you say, okay, God, what's up? I'm their mom. God said, too bad, because you're not supposed to put your love into what's already created. You put your faith and your love into yourself, in your spirit, and everything you need comes forth from that. This is the daily, and this is your favorite person. I hope so. I love you. Now we go meditate, right? We got our 2 minutes. Got to get into that right prayer mode. Now we know how to pray. Can't create substance from substance. You can only create it from spirit. So if there's something already around you that you see, something already created that you don't like, you can't change it from the outside. You can only do it from inside. That's where God is. That's where you are. That's where your power lies. And this is the daily. And this is your nigga that loves you. Oh, my God. Have a wonderful Wednesday. We'll meet tomorrow. We're going to keep it moving. Part 5. I haven't even listened to it yet, so it'll be fresh for all of us. Have a wonderful day. Let's meditate. Remember, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Just keep saying it. Close your eyes and thank God for everything. And know, you'll see your outer world change as soon as you are able to see a different inside. Let's go. Let's do this. Life ain't supposed to be difficult, bro. But ain't nobody told us this shit, see? That's why we're here all together learning. And I love you. Talk to you later. Join me tonight for 1964. Okay. Morning time. Love, love. In the evening, what we went through. But there's a reason for everything. Have a wonderful everything. I love you. Let's meditate, boys and girls, and everybody. Because, you know, not everybody identifies with being a boy or a girl these days. And I still love you. Mm-hmm.